We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Mem Beis Omad Aleph, and we're beginning two lines on the bottom of Aleph Mem Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Yevamah shechol tzolah achim b'soich shloisha. Or Yevamah, they got chalitza from the brothers within 3 months. Tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. She wants to get remarried now. She has to wait now 3 months. Because here, the case is they gave chalitza. And Tosis brings a raya from here that the mechalitza works. The Yevamah shechol tzolah achim, the achim gave her a chalitza within 3 months. The halacha is that it works, but she has to wait 3 months after the misa. La'acha gimel, 3 months after misa, ain't tzricha l'ham to give a chadashim. You don't have to give a chadashim a chalitza. The halacha is like this. Let's read it inside. Ain't tzricha l'ham to give a chadashim. Havei ha'gimel chadashim omru m'shas misa ha'bal, v'loi m'shas chalitza ha'yavam. We'll see momentarily that from a get, you always wait. The Adin Havchana is 3 months from the get. If you want the Yomah, from the Sinas Haget, not from the Ksivas Haget. Even though they weren't together from the Ksivas Haget, it has to be from the Sinas Haget. The Chiddush over here is that maybe you have to wait 3 months from the Chalitza. No, you wait 3 months from the Misa, and that's called Havchana. Why is it different than get? Where there's a Chalikas Rav and Shmuel. The Rav am a Mashas Asina, a Shmuel am a Mashas Ksiva. Now, what's Pshat and Rav that holds that it has to wait 3 months for Mashas Asina? So the Gemara in Gittin says the reason is like this. Because Be'etzem, why does Shmuel say Mashas Ksiva? The halacha is after Ksiva Saget, you're not be Mesiachet anymore. It's called a Get Yashon then, the Miyachet. So really, after Ksiva already, you know that they were Miyachet, it really should be 3 months for the Ksiva. Why do you have, let's say the Asina was a month later, you need 3 months for the Asina. What's Pshat and Rav? Shmuel argues, what's Pshat and Rav? Rav holds the Gzeira. You're going to see two people get the same day. One of them gets married for 2 months, and one gets married for 3 months. So you're going to say, it looks like you're allowed to get married for 2 months, because he had 3 months, he had 2 months. And really, you don't understand that the one who got married for 2 months had a ksiva a month before, and the other one didn't have a ksiva the month before.
Well, the ksiva, when did they even give it to them
get? The date? The date is written for Shasta ksiva. The ksiva is written on the get.
So when is she officially a garish?
The Edom thing. The truth is, I'm not sure when they write the Zman on the Get. I don't know when they write it. It could be not. I don't know when they write the Zman on the Get. Chorish is not the official divorce until she gets the Get. So I would think if it's the Varl, it's Peiris, then you write it Mishas Ksiva. And you have to look like Maran Gittin, I'm not sure when you write the Zman on the Get, which Zman it is. But upon him, either way, so according to the Rav is Xer, that people are going to think you're allowed to get married after 2 months because she gets married 2 months. They don't have the ksiva before. So the question is here also, say the same thing. The chalitza, there might be a Xer here. They have two people get chalitza. One person waits after the chalitza 3 months, the other one waits 1 month. And then I have the chalitza was three, one you waited the chalitza 3 months later. Then I got to have that's what you did. So
what's can you make chalitza?
The same
you
thing.
You make you wait 3 months after the chalitza.
You should make wait 3 months after the chalitza. We said you're 3 months after misa. We should make 3 months after the chalitza because of this gzera. So that's a kasha. That's a kasha a rab, really. Shmuel, it's good. But for your kasha a rab, my shlomo get the rab on mashas asinu, shmuel on mashas siva. And for the gemara, on merava, kav l'choymer. Issa kore satarta, which means the issa eshazach, du yibum, 3 months after the misa's mutter, issa lav l'kolshkein, the issa yivamo l'shuk, you shouldn't allow right 3 months after the misa. And Tosis explains, okay, but here you have a reason for Xera, there you don't. Tosis says, because it'll be a chuchu v'tlula, they're not going to listen to you and say, for chalitza, you wait 3 months after chalitza. By yivam, you go 3 months after misa. To them, it makes no sense. Therefore, the guys are always 3 months after the 3 months after the misa, it's enough to do chalitza and yivam. But one thing you do see from here, like Tosis really points it out, that if you give the if you give a Yevamah gets chalitza within 3 months and she's not mu'beres, then l'kuli yama it's good. Even though l'fira shlokish, you should not have done that because, and we pass like our shlokish, because maybe she's mu'beres. But if you give chalitza within 3 months, it sure works. If it's not mu'beres. Tosis brings a raya from this Gemara that avada it works. That's Tosis brings a raya on daf lamed hayam abeis. Talk to Gemara, right. V'chein shar kol nashim. It says in our Gemara that all nashim have to wait havchana as well, besides for Yavam. So bishlam Yavam kadamar. We said the reason why you have to wait is because you can't do yibum because she might have ben kayom and it's eish shach she has rabbanim, and you can't do chalitza. There was a chalitza. The reason is either because maybe more baris, that's Rosh Lakish Pshat, or Rabbi Yechim Pshat was because of the halacha el yibum in a chalitza. So we understand why Yavama can't have it. Why can't I get remarried right away? Her husband dies, let her get married the next day. A week later, what's the problem? The pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Lias l'chol l'kim v'lzarecha acharecha, which teaches us that Rashi says she'ina shchina shayra ela havadoyim. It has to be vadoyim. The zarecha acharecha, Lias l'chol l'kim v'lzarecha acharecha. Only if your children are vadoyim. La'achem v'zarech harishon v'zarech shalsheni. The darshaning from Loshon Lias l'chol l'kim v'lzarecha acharecha that your children have to be meyuchis and not mixed up. And it could be it's the rice digadin. Some even holds the rice. The pastors, I saw today, the Beis Shmuel says only the rabbanon digadin because the ikka pasuk is something else. Like Taisus says, the ikka pasuk is Taisus zarech aracha says the pasuk is of a different drasha really. But akaponim, we are dash from here that your children have to be very clear who they're from. That's the halacha. So the fear of Nachum Shem Shmuel, it's a drasha from a pasuk. It's a drasha from a pasuk that liyas chal lekim zarech aracha. They have to have a chana. Masiv Rava, Rava tries to ask a kash on this. Lefikach ger v'gyeris, a ger v'gyeris that became a ger v'gyeris. Shrich lam de gechadoshim. They have to wait 3 months from the geris in order to be together again. So why? Lechayra, dear, what's the havchana? Ha'achah ma'la havchanika. We know it belongs to the same couple married through and through. So it's a very good yichas. Zok the Gemara, Pasha Taretz. Ha'chinami ikala havkin ben zera shenizu v'kedusha or zera shenizu v'kedusha. Want to make a difference between zera that came v'kedusha or shaloi v'kedusha. And the mefarshim we got, it fits into the pasuk, v'zarecha acharecha, because then it's v'yuchas after you if they are zera v'kedusha. So that's one pshat in the Gemara, why we need havchan. Rava is a different pshat. Rava ama, Pasha, practical pshat. Rava ama gzera shema yisa es achoysoy me'aviv. He gives 4 different cases. We'll speak at each one. If you have a case where you have Reuven and Yankel, they're not brothers. Reuven and Yankel. Okay, so Reuven dies or divorces his wife, and Yankel marries. We're not sure if it belongs to the Rishon or the Sheni, this child. So what's going to happen? They're going to think always it grows up with the second one. They think it's from the second husband. What's going to happen is that they're going to read a shidduch to Reuven's child. Reuven's not related to. This is the Yankel guy, he's not related. And Reuven had a beautiful shidduch. Reuven was nifta, maybe, or he's divorced, but the child there, he's going to marry this child. It's really his sister, because they assume it's the second one's child. That's problem number one. Zeresh Shem Yisrael is a chaysim aviv. Problem number two, the Yavim Eshet Achav Imo. What's the problem? He's part of the second marriage. So let's say he has a brother from this, there's another brother who's born from the second marriage, a Vaday brother, and that brother dies without children, he's in Du'ibum. But maybe he's not. Maybe that's not his father's brother. Maybe he's from a different father. Same mother, but different father. So there's a problem. The third problem is that if his mother has no more children, they're going to pater the mother, Lashuk. But it's not true, because the new father, Yankel, did not have children. So this is in Yibum. He's really Reuven's child. What? No. But Yibum is only Achav Imai. You have to do Yibum Achav. Here it's only Me'imai. Remember, Yankel the second one. Right. Yankel had another son together with this lady, and that son got married and died without children. Okay. He's in Du Yibum. He can't do Yibum.
He thinks it's his father.
Right. Mm-hmm. The third case was that if his mother has no more children, he's in a pat his mother Lashuk. And the fourth case is if his first father had another brother. And then he died without children, they're going to think there's no brother to Yibum. And really, he is a brother to Yibum from the first one. So there's 4 different problems here by not having Avchana. Because usually you're going to assume it belongs to the second one. The first guy, Reuven, had another son. We're not talking about Yibum. So Reuven had other sons. And one of those sons died without children. And there's no other brothers besides for him. They're going to think that wife doesn't have one to Yibum. And really, he's a brother.
What?
This is not Imai. What? No, I said that already. That was the third case. The third case is his own mother doesn't have any more children. His own mother doesn't have any more children.
So they're
going to
think he's from the first husband?
They're going to think that he's from the second thing, and they're going to say that they don't need Yibum. They can say you don't need Yibum. Really, she needs Yibum.
Right.
And they say, don't even, because he's a child. He's Yankel and Rachel's child.
Well, who doesn't need you? What's the scenario? What's okay? Reuven died without any children.
No, Reuben had children. Not the Yibum here. That guy's Reuben. Reuben had the whole family. But okay. Reuben divorced his wife. His wife married Yankel.
Right.
And then they had this child. Really, it belongs to Reuben. Now, Yankel dies again. Oh, drops dead. He died. They thought they had a child. So they let the wife go. So, but not. Those are the four cases. That's the Rava. There's four different Xeris over here. What's the problem? Most of Rav, Chanino, Chananya, Bekulan ani kaira behem, Meshim takonis erva. Like Rashi says, all the Noshim that we said, are now again married or do Yibum, so there the reason is because they might marry an erva. For example, that we said that you can't do Yibum by someone who's Mubaris is, you might have an Eshesach. So that's all Isser, as them itself, takonis erva. But Khan, but the din of Avchanan, this part of the Mishnah, where it's not a shayla of Yibum, is Meshuv Tekanos of Lot. It's Al Tekanos of Lot. So Bishlo, you've learned like the first Pshat, very Gishmak, because the Tekanos of Lot has to be Zarecha Acharecha, that's the Rav of Avchanan. Then Misa, but if you learn like Rava, it's all it's Erva, Kula Meshuv Tekanos Erva, the old because Tekanos Erva, not because Tekanos of Lot. And for the Gemara, you know what Tekanos of Lot means? Hayim Meshuv Tekanos of Lot, Lithgu of Erva. It's Tekanos of Lot that shouldn't be Pegeya be'erva. That's what it means. But all the other things is for themselves, not for the children. Here, the children shouldn't be Pegeya and Erva. That's why we make the Zera. It's great. It happens to be not all the four cases that Rava said are applied to that, but at least some of them apply. On the halachas that we say, that you'll say, you can't do Yibum within 3 months. You can't do Yibum within 3 months. No. The reason we can't do 3 months is because maybe it's going to be a child and lands up, she married Eshzach. That's what it says. The Kulam is Meshum Isser of Erva for her, for the couple themselves. The Kan, by Avchana, the rest of Meshum Avchana, to a stomach guy divorce someone. Right, Avchana, right, Kolashim. The Kan, Meshum, that's how so good, Kolashim. The Kan, Meshum, Tekanos Vlad. So in Isa, if you Rava, it's also because of Tekanos Erva, not Tekanos Vlad. My answer is no, it's Tekanos Vlad Lifku of Erva, but about it's Tekanos Vlad. So I'm just pointing out that not everything that Rava said was the Vlad, some have to do, but they all had to do, it came through the Vlad. All the Surim were through the Vlad. It wasn't with the couple himself getting married. Zok to Gemara. So now we know why I wait 3 months, let's say Lefi, which was either Pshat, is because we're not sure if it belongs to the Rishon or the Shein. Either because it's a Din L'Zarecha Acharecha, or because of Rava's reason, you might have an error problem. But why need 3 months? Bishlam atam to base chadashim betinase. Bishlam to wait 2 months and to get married. Loi dehaydu sveika ibar tisha lekama ibar shiva lebasra. In those days, the Gemara assumed, and that was the facts in those days. Either you had a 9 month pregnancy or a 7 month pregnancy. 8 month pregnancy died. So either a 9 month or a 7 month. Either a full term or a part term, and either there was two types. So therefore, if she gets married after 2 years, 2 months after she gets divorced, she gets married, and she has a baby 7 months later, we're not sure if this is a 7 month baby or a full term baby. It belongs to the first one, that's a suffix. But the one is different. Kasha, al tam de chayushecha, get married exactly 1 month later, v'tinase and get married. V'ilus shiva yaldom, if you give birth 7 months later, so it can be an 8 month baby, so it must be haibar shiva labasra. It must be the second one because the 8 month baby would have died. Who v'i? Litamna yolda, if you give birth after 8 months, haibar tisha lekamu, it must be the first one because it would have died if it was 8 months to this one. So Gemara says, no, it's pasha. This makes no sense what you just said. Inami litamna yolda, even if he gives birth in 8 months, equally the basru, maybe it's the second one, and it was a 7 month long baby, but took a month to get pregnant. It was very normal to take a month to get pregnant. So if you get a baby after 8 months, it doesn't mean for sure it's from the first one, it could marry to this one. And Rashi points out, you could have said another thing also. Even in the case with a shiva yolda, so he said if it's a shiva yolda, it has to be from the second marriage, because the first marriage would be 8 month baby. No, maybe he was pregnant the month before he died, so it's a 9 month baby. So it's also not right. So this is out. So we know why you can't wait 2 months, can't wait 1 month. Where is another cash? So wait 2.5 months for Tanas to get married. Dila shiva yolda, high bar shiva labasra. If the shiva yolda, high bar shiva labasra. If it gives month after 7 months, so then you know it's a second one. Because if not, it would be 9.5 months. It would be 9.5 months. It's too long. So it has to be Labasra. Vila Shiso, Palgiolda, if he gave birth in 6.5 months, it can't be the second one, because he can't give birth in 6.5 months. So it must be Ayratish Lakam, it must be the first one. So why don't we wait 2.5 months? That should be enough. So Dr. Maran, no. Vila Shiso, Palgiolda, Ayratish Lakam, if it's a Barbasu, Barshita Palgiolda, it wouldn't live after 6.5 months. So we're no. Inamu shisa palgi yoda iklamer the basu. It could still be the last one because the Amma Mazrutu I fill him on the Amma Yolis the test and he lets him katam. Even if on the Amma holds that a 9 month baby never is born less than 9 full months. Yoda was Zion, the Zion pregnancy, the 7 month pregnancy, Yolis Makatom, could be a part of 7 months. It could be 6 months and 2 days. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk by Shmuel, Hanavi, when he was born to Chana, it says, Vayhila Skufais Hayomim, Vatar Chana, Vatel Bem Tikra Shmoy Shmuel. And Tkufais Hayomim, Mia Tkufais is base, 2 Tkufais is 3 months each, is 2, 6 months. Mia Yomim base, you see, it was born 6 months and 2 days, so therefore, you can still be Chayshish that it's the second one, therefore you need a full 3 months. I'm going to explain why you need a full 3 months. Wait, Rashi is a week or two. Tai says 3 days. Wait a little bit. Vitinasi, get married. I am not sure which husband's from. After 3 months exactly, they should do a bedika. Rashi says that there's a bedika you could do bedadeha. No, she's not going to do it. And they could check if she's pregnant exactly 3 months. So if she's pregnant after 3 months, so then we know that it's from the first husband. Omer Rav Safra, Ein Beitkim Esanasuais. We don't check nesuahs because then they become nesgana on their husbands. Now, there's another kasha here. Even if she's not pregnant after 3 months, maybe she's still pregnant. And we have before that some ladies don't show after 3 months. That's the kasha of Dachorin Mass. We had the Gemara before. That's the Zeroyv, a Nashim Vayodo test, but there's a Roy like that. So the answer is only we don't have a bdika. What?
How would waiting 3 months help then?
Then how would wait 3 months help then? Because
yeah.
You go with Sarai then, I guess. Then you go with Sarai for that. But here we're saying that the B'dika, you should get married away and do a B'dika. Mara's Tari says that B'dika works. B'dika works, even that's the thing with showing, regular showing, but B'dika always works. Frank, I'm going to go with Lucha. So get married right away and then check her after 3 months, be Lucha, while she's walking, which means you see while she's walking how heavy her footprints are. If she's pregnant, the footprints will be heavy. She is careful the way she walks. She doesn't want to be show she's pregnant. She wants it to be from her second husband in order that the kid should get Yerusha from the second husband. If not, the kid won't get Yerusha from the second husband. She wants the kid to have a Yerusha from the second husband. Heicha the Kimla. Okay, Akapalam. As I said, you have to wait 3 months. What about if she sees she's pregnant? Then she should get married right away. Because what's the problem? We know she's pregnant with her first husband. Should not marry a mubaris of your friend or a menekas of your friend. You have to give a get. Then there's even a knas over there. So what's the problem? You can't marry? What's the afchana issue? And for the Gemara, is a new problem, not as afchana. We're worried that she'll be most of a pregnancy on the pregnancy, and that will make the ubar inside disformed. So, afraid the Gemara, if that's a problem, so even someone whose own wife is mubaris shouldn't have bia. So, the Gemara answers, the woman that says you do b'moich, they'll have mercy, nothing will happen. So here also, what's the problem? Yeah.
If the kid is in birth, the same country after 4 months, if she's pregnant, she wouldn't be allowed to get married.
Right. Which is true. But we were asking really, what's the pshat in this halacha of this brisa? That's true. I said, what's the problem with the brisa? Why can't you get married? This can't be out of chana. What's the problem? So it's not a problem, it's ubra sandal, because you have an eitzah for that. So elav shem dechasa, because the husband might crush the baby b'shas tashmish. Yehoch is deinami. Even when someone's own wife is pregnant, there should be a problem crushing the baby. So your own baby, you're careful. But we're worried right now that this guy, this new husband, doesn't care about Yena's baby. Rashi says, he's not going to kill anyone. He'll be careful even for someone else's baby. So what is pshat why you can't marry a mubaris of chaver? So Mara says, the reason is, stam mubaris lemanika kaimer. Most children are going to land up having to nurse. So this baby that's unborn, but it's going to be born and have to nurse. So Dilma Ma'av Ibra, maybe she'll come pregnant again afterwards if they're married, and she'll lose her milk, the katle, and the child will die. So your own child also shouldn't have beer while she's munekes, because she might become pregnant again, and she's not going to have milk. So tomorrow, the day, if it's your own child, you give her food to eat, you give the baby food to eat, but beitzim v'chalav, and they can live. So for the Gemara, the day nami master the v'chol. Okay, so here also give the child to live. What's to eat? What's the problem of marrying menekes chaver? So Gemara loyav loybal. The baal doesn't want to pay for your someone else's child. I don't want to pay for it. So for the Gemara, it's vinal yarshim. So go back to the yarshim of the first husband who died. Let's say it was Amana. Go to the. This is your child. Abaya, you have to go to Bezdin for that. And Isha Busha love the Bezdin. Baisha love the Bezdin. She's embarrassed to go to Bezdin. She'd rather starve her child and then going to Bezdin. She's so embarrassed, she's not going to Bezdin. And therefore, we are worried about marrying Menekes Chaveroi. And that's a Lach and Shulchan Aruch. They paskin, they now marry Menekes Chaveroi for 2 years because of this issue. There's two dinim here. We wanted to have Chana. That's a din that if there's no baby, you want to know where it's coming from. And even if she is pregnant, there's a problem of, they're worried that after the baby's born, there'll be a problem if she gets pregnant again and the menekes won't be able to be menik, and there'll be a problem of sakana.